大家好。
Everyone, hello.
先问一下在座的是基督徒的举手一下。
I'd like to ask a question if you're a Christian. Can you raise your hand?
所以这个题目跟你们比较有关系。然后在座的现在不论是有打扫或有做到主日学教书，不管你做什么的，在教会有一点服侍的都举手。
And if you have service here at church or if you work, raise your hands.
Okay. 所以你们可以听一下今天跟你们，不是跟你们，跟我们大家都有关系。
So I feel that today what I'm about to share will relate to all of us.
这不是我第一次讲，所以可以知道这个题目的重要，但是我不同的角度来讲。
This isn't the first time someone has shared about this topic, but I'll be sharing it from a different perspective.
我们先读两处经文，约翰福音12:26。
Let's read two passages of scripture first. John chapter 12, verse 26.
Okay, 我来念。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍的我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor.
对，所以我们服侍会得到 honor。
So we see here that if we serve God, we shall be honored.
有得到奖赏哦。
And there will be a reward.
出埃及记23:25-27。
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25-27.
好，你们要侍奉耶和华你们的神，他必赐福于你的粮，与你的和与你的水，也必从你们中间除去疾病。你境内必没有堕胎的，不生产的。我要使你满了你的年日的数目，凡你所到的地方，我要使那里的民众在你面前惊吓扰乱，又要使你一切的仇敌转背逃跑。
Alright, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing pass their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee.
Okay, 所以我们知道侍奉主有好像似乎好像有那么多的好处哈，不晓得你有没有读到这个经文过。
I don't know if you have read this verse before, but it seems like people who serve God get a lot of blessings.
好，我们来一起祷告。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，求主真的是开我们每一个人的心，让我们更清楚地看见你自己在我们身上的心意。
Lord, please open each one of our hearts so that we can see your will in our lives.
让我们能够快跑来跟随你。
We ask that you will cause us to run after you.
把荣耀归给主，祷告奉靠主耶稣。
We give glory to you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
好。我们大家对于侍奉有一些不正确的观念哦。
There are some incorrect beliefs that we have concerning service.
第一个，我们觉得我们刚信主，我们应该多在神面前听主的话，这是没有错哈。所以呢，等我们比较成熟一点，比较属灵一点的时候，我们再来侍奉主，这是多好的事。
So as young believers, we often think it's good to sit before the Lord and listen to His word, and that is true. But we often think we have to wait until we are more mature Christians before we can actually start serving the Lord.
我们侍奉主很久的人说，也许厌倦了，说，哦，现在这个应该让别人多侍奉， 我就休息一下。
And those who are more elderly among us often say, I wish someone younger would be able to serve and to take over the ministry that I'm in charge of now.
或者是有些人他说我们没有时间哈。
And other people say, well, I simply don't have the time to serve.
太忙了。
I'm too busy.
或者是我没有能力哈，这个我不能做的。
Or I don't have the talent or ability to serve at all.
但是如果我们看圣经的时候，出埃及记的时候。我们知道这个埃及在旧约里面，在圣经里面代表的是这个世界哦。
But when we see the book of Exodus, when we see Egypt, we realize that in its analogy, its contemporary in the New Testament is the world.
所以呢，主神把我们从埃及里面领出来哦，然后他。对摩西说，那个耶和华对摩西说，在出埃及记至少讲了六次哦。他说，比如说出埃及记九章第一节哦，其实他讲了六个地方。那第一节说，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神这样说：容我的百姓去侍奉我。”
So we see that God had led the people out of Egypt, the Israelites. And we see that God actually used six times, he, through Moses, said to Pharaoh some certain phrase. And in Exodus 9 verse 1 it says, Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in to Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go that they may serve me.
所以是去然后侍奉我。
So it's to go and to serve.
那我们对侍奉的观念这是很重要，但是我们需要更清楚的知道是什么意思哦。
It's good to know that we should go and serve, but we also need to know what is the meaning of service.
基本上来说就是说人人都是祭司，我们应该怎样，应该起来侍奉神。
The thinking is that we are all part of the royal priesthood, and that part of our responsibility is to serve God.
所以神不光是让我们得救不光是赦免我们的罪而已哦。
God not only has caused us to become saved and to forgive us of our sins,
然后脱离这个死刑，那为的是要侍奉我们这个永生的神哦。
He has rescued us out of a death sentence so that we can serve the living God.
所以这个就是神救赎的目的哦。
That is the purpose of God's salvation.
所以得救不是为了要脱离这个苦海，得救乃是要得到更大的福气，就是侍奉神。
So,
这是一个这个荣耀。
Okay. So it is God saved us out of a sea of bitterness, not only to be able to serve Him, because that is a blessing.
所以我们可以知道。神带领他们出埃及，就是让他们得救哦，得到了新的生命，罪得赦免，为的是要怎样来侍奉神哦。
So we see that God led the people out of Egypt. He gave them salvation so that they could have a new life, and that life was meant to serve God.
所以侍奉神的人就是一个得到神的生命的人，就是我们这些基督徒。
So a criterion for serving God is that you must have the life of Christ. That is, we who have believed and are saved.
所以约翰福音一章五章十二节说，人有神的生命，有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And that's why in John it says, whoever has the Son has life. And if you do not have the Son, you do not have life.
Okay, 所以生命是一个很重要的。
And so life is something very important.
那在我们比如说植物，你要它得生命的话，是不是只浇肥料、浇水就可以了，或者是阳光就可以了
？So for a plant, in order for it to have life, do you just give it fertilizers? Do you just water it? Do you just make sure it has sunlight?
有时候还需要修剪哦，有时候也需要把它 它长到歪了，你要把它矫正哦。
Maybe sometimes you have to prune it. Maybe sometimes you have to straighten it when it grows crooked.
所以基督徒要成长，生命成长，也不是只是天天坐在特别聚会里面或听讲道，自己读圣经就可以了。
So for Christians to grow, it doesn't just involve going to special gatherings or listening to sermons or reading the Bible by yourself.
还有其他的，就是在服事当中也能够遇见主。
It's also that they can experience God through service.
而且侍奉主是不是只有少数弟兄姐妹？哦，这个信主比较久的。你们优先哦，因为你们知道怎么侍奉主。
So, and is service something that's for an elite group? Like, people who believe on Lord for a long period, you're the ones who are favored to serve.
所以在事实上侍奉是我们全体每一个基督徒的责任哦。
In reality, service is something that the entire body of Christ should be involved with.
因为圣经在彼得前书二章第九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 it says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以我们每一个人都是祭司，大家都知道。
So we all know that we are all priests.
所以祭司做什么呢？在旧约知不知道？
So do you know what priests do in the Old Testament?
祭司看管圣殿，哦，他也来这个供应那个音乐，哦，也这个在这个这个看管圣殿的门，他是看管圣殿门的人哦。
So what did priests do in the Old Testament? Well, they maintained the temple, they played music during the services, and they also maintained the doors and the other parts of the tabernacle.
最重要的是他们祭司是来这个预备这个祭物的。牺牲的祭物的，他们来预备怎么样为这些百姓们赎罪。
But most importantly, the priests were in charge of making sure that the sacrifices, the right sacrifices, were prepared to make atonement for the children of Israel.
同时，他也是一个神的使者哦，主的使者，在马拉基书二章七节哦。
Also, they are called as representatives of God. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
So it says here, For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
同时他也是像一个中保一样，就是人跟神中间，他来让他们知道什么是洁净，什么是不洁净，什么是圣洁，什么是不圣洁的。
Not only is he a messenger, but the priest is also a mediator between God and man, and he is the one who explains what is holy and what is not, and what is clean and what is not to the people.
Okay, 所以我们知道这是旧约圣经祭司所做的事情。
So we know these were the tasks or assigned to the priests in the Old Testament.
那我们新约这个我们都是君尊的祭司，我们事实上这个如果你把它对照一下，你可以知道就是教会的所有的一些事物或者是一些教主日学这个那个都是包括在这里面的。
And if you compare the priests of the Old Testament to the church in the New Testament, you'll see that some services actually correspond, such as teaching in Sunday school, and so on and so forth.
所以我们知道这个侍奉是生命的一部分哦。
So we now know that service is part of life.
这个, 所以我们知道如果你家小孩在家整天只是读书不做其他的事, 这一定不是一个, 很正常, 因为他还需要知道怎么样, 这个生活的一些, 技能, 他也需要学习。
So we know that in a family, if your child is all studying all day and does not involve himself or herself with other areas of the family, it's something unusual and not normal because children should learn to also be involved with the family in other areas as well.
所以否则的话就头大身体小哦，走路都会晃摇摇晃晃的。
So what will end up happening for those people is that they're, figuratively speaking, their head will grow big and their body will grow small and they'll be walking and tottering along.
我们常常最容易误会的就是因为我们有一个经节藏在我们脑子里，那就是 路加福音第10章38到42节所讲的。
The reason we have differing concepts of service is because we often remember the story in Luke chapter 10.
因为我们想到马大跟玛利亚的服事。
And so we always think of the story of Martha and Mary.
我们只想到玛利亚，哇，坐在主前多好。
And we think of Mary, how good it was that she sat at the feet of our Lord.
所以很多时候我们在特别聚会的时候，大家都要坐在主前哈。那没有人说哦，那是马大服事。And
so at the special gatherings, everyone is sitting like Mary at the feet of our Lord, and no one's saying, "Hey, who's Martha and who's going to serve?"
我们需要知道这个有两个 true 真理是。 需要两个 balance的。
We must see that there are truths here that have to be balanced.
第一个真理就是说，这个服事，绝对不能代替我们的怎样，我们的敬拜哈。
The first truth is that service can never replace us worshiping our Lord.
有些人不想听我讲道，所以他就去厨房帮忙哈，然后用这个来代替讲听到哈。
Some people, because they don't want to hear my sermon, so they will go to the kitchen and they will work there, and that will replace listening.
或者是他想要做什么，他就不想，他觉得这个在这边听到很这个无聊，他就去做那个事。Or
they find something else to do because they feel that listening to the sermon is boring.
这是不对的哦。
This is not a right mindset.
那同样的，这个你们。 我们敬拜也不能阻碍所需要的服事哦。
At the same time, though, worship should not preclude necessary service.
Never draw back.
Worship never should draw away or draw back from service.
你知道那个劳伦斯吗？
Do you know Brother Lawrence?
Yeah, 他在敬拜主的时候边炒菜边敬拜主。 这也可以吧。
He was able to worship and serve God when he was cooking. That is one way of service.
所以不是只是坐在那边，你才是敬拜主哈。
You can serve God not only by just sitting down.
如果有很多人服侍主日学或服侍其他的，你可以，他们可以告诉你，借由这个服侍，他们得到的有时候比坐在这边听到还多哈。
Sunday school teachers can definitely tell you that when they serve the children there, oftentimes what they gain from teaching actually is even greater than what they gain from listening to a sermon.
所以如果我们知道这两个真理的话，我们在服侍的态度上就会不一样。If
we know these two truths, our attitudes toward service should have a change.
那在服侍上，这个马太福音 25章也讲到有5000两，2000两，1000两。
So we know that in Matthew 25, there's the parable of the servants with the different amounts of talents, the 5 talents, the 10 talents, and the 1 talent.
哦，我们大家都不希望是1000两的，对不对？
We all don't want to be the one with only 1 talent.
因为1000两的他只进不出哦。
Because the one who had only 1 talent, he just took the talent and he buried it.
哦，那我们教会也很少有五千两的，神所赐的大部分都是两千两的。
There are very few amounts of people in the church with 5 pounds. Most people here, they only have, we usually have 2 pounds.
所以基本上的意思就是，不论是怎么样的服事，神没有分这是大服事、小服事哦。我们只是尽我们的恩赐，能够在这个服事上能够来服事主哦。
We see that God doesn't really distinguish between large services and small services, and so we should just serve God to the best of our abilities.
所以神说，你这个尊重我的，我必尊重你哦。在撒母耳记上二章三十节是啊。
And in, thus, that's why God says in Samuel 2, verse 30, he says, 1 Samuel 2, 30, he says, if you honor me, I will honor you.
哦，所以这个我们知道，所以现在我讲到目前为止，大家只要知道一点，服事是每一个基督徒，不是少数应该做的。
So, up to this point, what I've been trying to share is this simple point.Which is that service is something that every Christian, every born again believer can and should be doing.
我们的态度上应该知道，这个有一个人 quote 说，这个服事不是哪一个 IQ 高的人去做，或哪一个说我会做的人去做。
Service is sort of like what one person once said. Service is not for those with a higher IQ or with those who can, who have an ability to do it.
而是说我愿意。
Rather, service should be done by those who say, I'm willing to serve.
I would serve.
Yeah.
我会跟我愿意是不一样的。
I could serve and I would serve are two different things.
我会是表示我已经会了，所以我会去做它，就是我能啊。但是我愿意的话，不一定会，不一定能做，但是我愿意，因为我放在主的手中，因为我们所服侍的是主。
So the person who says I can serve, he's saying that because he can do it and he has the ability to. But the person who says I will serve or I'm willing to serve may not necessarily have the ability, but he is willing to because he is putting himself in God's hands and he wants to serve God.
我讲一个故事哦。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个家有四个小孩。
There was a family with 4 children.
哦。他们都在争说谁最爱他母亲哦。
The children were arguing on who loved their mother the most.
老大说没有人比我更爱妈妈了，因为我是最大的，爱妈妈最久的。
And the eldest said, I am the one who loves my mother the most. Why? Because I'm the eldest, and so I've been loving her for the longest.
然后老二说我最爱妈，因为我是唯一的家里的女孩子。
And the daughter, the second born, said, I love my mother the most because I'm the only daughter in the family.
然后老三说，妈，我非常的喜欢你，如果有熊追赶你，我一定要拿枪把它打死。
And the third born, the son said, Mother, I love you so much that if a bear was chasing after you, I would take out a gun and shoot it.
然后老四说妈妈我爱你，但是我不知道要怎么说哈。然后他就把两只手抱住妈妈的颈项，然后亲妈妈。
And the fourth born said, Mother, I love you, but I don't know how to express it. And so he just hugged his mother and he kissed her on her cheek.
所以我还没讲完，不过我这边前面讲这个，我们可以想一想，把它对照。到我们自己的生活上，我们是不是常常说的比做的更多？
Now the story isn't finished, but I'd like to ask people to think about whether, concerning the story, maybe we're like them, maybe sometimes what we say.
也许我们有些人像这个女的一样，觉得我们有 somehow, 有一些很特别的，所以我们是一个特别人，所以。主最爱我。
So maybe we think we can do more than we say. we might be like the daughter. We think that we love more.
他们正在讲的时候, 那个犹太就寄了一,就按铃给母亲了,要给他,那个信是给他母亲的。
So as the siblings were talking and discussing, the mailman came and he had a letter for their mother.
所以他们大家抢着把这封信给他母亲。
So they began to fight over who would give the letter to the mother.
结果母亲看完之后说，哦，这个我必须马上回一封信，在傍晚之前，寄出去，不知道你们谁可以帮我把它寄出去。
And after the mother read the letter, she said, I realize I have to return a letter by this evening. Who can deliver this letter for me?
老大一看外面下着雨，然后他说我的数学还有那么多没有做完，说妈妈可不可以明天我们去学校的时候顺便就把你寄出去就好了。
And so the eldest son, he looked outside and said, Oh, mother, it's raining and I have to finish my math. So how about I can send it early tomorrow when I go into school?
然后老二说，哦，我是女孩子，哦，还有其他三个。 男生在，他们可以做的。
And the girl said, well, I'm only a girl, and there are three boys in the house. Why can't they do it?
老三想说，外面下又黑又下着雨，他想，这个还是不要去了。And the third born
just looked outside. He saw it was raining, and it was getting dark, and he's like, Well, I don't think I will go.
老师说，妈妈，我来帮你把它寄出去。他就穿上雨衣，带着穿上该穿的，然后准备出去。母亲就说：“你不怕这外面下的雨天黑吗？”
And the fourth born said, Mother, I will go and send the letter for you. So he put on his rain gear and everything. And as he's about to go out, the mother asked him, Aren't you afraid because it's raining and it's getting dark?
他说我不怕。
And the son said, I'm not afraid.
所以他用行动来表示爱。So
this son, he demonstrated his love through actions.
所以哪一个是最爱母亲的? 你们应该知道答案。So
which one of these children loved their mother the most? You should know the answer.
所以像耶稣对彼得说的，你爱，你就是去喂养我的羊。And
that's what Jesus said to Peter, If you love me, feed my lambs.
所以马太福音27章21节说，That's
why in Matthew 7, verse 21 it says,
说，凡称呼我主啊主的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
It says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
所以我们知道这个服事不是只是嘴巴说说，是要用行动来表示。So
we see that service is not just something that we can talk about, but rather it has to be backed up by action.
但是我们常常 觉得说全体服事与我有什么关呢? 这个我们常常就好像我们家的小朋友常常会说的一句话是什么知道? So what?
So oftentimes we think, well, what does service in the entire body of Christ have to do with me personally? Or as some of the kids in our house would say, so what?
常常我们说，你好好读书，你这个以后有出息，然后你要好好预备，你可以预备上大学，好好考SAT，你可以这个，他就说so
for certain children, when we tell them, hey, if you study well, you have a great future. If you do on the SATs, you can get to a good college. They just turn and say, so what?
就好像我们都知道这个。 这个服事是我们每一个应该做的，可是跟我们有真的有关系吗？
So it's like us saying we should do service, but does it really have a relationship with us? I don't know. So what about it?
所以你可以知道在, 比如说在, 就好像圣经那个十个大麻风主医治的,
So it's just like the 10 lepers which Jesus healed. How many of them came back to actually thank the Lord?
10%哦，只有十分之一哦。
So only 10% came back, that is, one came back.
你像在福音营那么多人觉知了，有真的有几个是最后愿意受尽归入主的名下？
So you see, for example, at Gospel Camp, there are so many people who raise their hand to believe on the Lord. But how many of them afterwards truly commit to being baptized and being in the body of Christ?
原因是他们常常都是用客观的态度来看事情哦。
Because they often use a
客观跟主观, the object.
Because they often view things with an object in mind, they're objective about it.
对，他们觉得这个很客观知道，也知道这个道理哦。
So they see things through their minds. They see, oh, this makes sense. This teaching about Christianity makes sense.
所以我们必须信哦，必须看到。 看见这个真的成为由客观变成主观，由道理变成怎样真理。
So we see here that what needs to happen is that this theory or this idea needs to become reality in us.
Okay, 所以呢，举一个例子哦，比如说我们这个教会需要买这个会所，需要50万，所以我们大家希望大家哦，凭着主的感动。 来奉献哦，到达这个钱我们才买哦。So
for example, let's say that this church it costs us $500,000, and we ask brothers and sisters to give willingly from their hearts, and once we reach the 5,000 mark, we will buy this church.
所以高云南弟兄在边看每一个人奉献的时候，哎呀，这个奉献1000，那个奉献2000哦，就家家都不到哦。
So, for example, Brother Gao would look at the money that was being offered, and he would say, "Hey, adding these thousands up, it doesn't add up to 500,000."
突然，他看到一张支票，他就笑起来了。But
suddenly, he sees a check, and he starts to smile.
他说：“有了，没问题了。”And
he says, "Hey, no problem, we're done."
那个支票上面就签了一个名字，但是上面的数字是空白的。
Because the check on it, it just had the name, and the space where the amount, monetary amount was left blank.
这空白的支票就是我们看见了。So
this check was what we saw.
就意思表示我们在我们的生活上，常常如果就像那个圣经有在民数记的时候，以色列百姓。 在抱怨神说没有好的吃，没有好的住的等等的，然后神就用那个火蛇咬他们，有很多人死掉了，所以摩西就求神说看怎么样比较，那神就是说你就造一个铜蛇，只要仰望铜蛇就得到医治。So
this is sort of like the story in Numbers when the children of Israel were complaining against the Lord, and so God sent fiery snakes among them, poisonous snakes, to bite them, and some of the children of Israel died. And that was when Moses actually established this bronze snake.
所以就是看到是很重要，就你真的看到那个，在你心里看到一张空白支票，这不是只是用一个例子，但是 你在你的生活上，为什么像圣经在哥林多说的，说有很多的哈，似乎是贫穷，却是叫许多人富足；似乎是一无所有，却是样样都有。So
this blank check that we were this blank check we were talking about, it represents sort of the attitude that God wants us to have, like in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, which says, "As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, and as having nothing yet possessing all things.
所以当你看见的时候，就是你相信的时候，你就不会怎样，不会担心哦。
So when you see this blank check, or when you believe on the Lord, you will not be worried.
哦，那就像有一个癌症病人，你看他笑眯眯的，你说啊，你这样不是那个，可是他相信神在他身上有他的作为，他相信神给他的是最好的，他不会有所担心哦。
And just like when you see someone who has a cancer, you often say to them, "Hey, why are you smiling? You're supposed to be worried." But they see the love of Christ and they see the plan God has for them, and so they're not worried.
或者你已经是光棍很久了哈，但是你看见神已经为你预备了哦，然后你不担心哦。 大家看的都很着急，可是你不担心，因为你知道神已经为你预备了。Or
it could be that you are single for a while, and that everyone's worried for you, and they're like, and you are not worried because you know that God will be preparing the right one for you.
所以就由客观你就进到主观哦，你知道神给你的这个一切哦，然后由这个本来是一个道理就变成一个真理哦。
So this is the transformation that occurs. It changes you from just knowing something as a doctrine to knowing as something real and personal in your life.
所以服事也是一样。Service
is the same way.
当我们看见主为我们牺牲，然后为我们摆上了那么多，然后让我们从死里复活，我们怎么不能服事他呢？
So in the same way, if we see and we know what the Lord has done for us, how He brought us out of death and resurrected us so that we are alive with Him, how can we not but serve Him?
就好像你有一个救命恩人，你跟他在台湾认识，然后他救了你，结果你到了美国来的时候，突然遇见，突然知道他的小孩在美国就在New Jersey读书，你会不去照顾他吗？
It's just like if you had a friend in Taiwan who saved you out of something very difficult, and you come to America and you realize that this person who saved you, his children are studying in New Jersey, would you not care for his kids?
所以我们知道这个服事能够成为我们的真正的实际哦。So
we hope that service can become a reality in our hearts.
所以，但是今天我们在服事上有侍奉上有难处哦。But
many times in service today, we face difficulties.
第一个，对主没有心哦。The
first difficulty is that we don't have a heart towards the Lord.
马太福音说到，财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。In
Matthew, it says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
哦，如果 你要追求女朋友的话，你的心就摆在上面，对不对？她要去哪里？她需要 ride，她需要帮助，你都会跟着她的心走的。So
if you are pursuing a girlfriend, for example, where she is, there your heart will be also. If she needs a ride, wherever she's going, whatever she's doing, you're involved with her.
但是我们今天常常就这样被这个世界的心所夺去哦。
Sadly, many times today, our hearts are following the world and what is in it.
然后我们就对主没有心哦。And
so we don't have a heart towards the Lord.
但是就算有主的心，也不是照主的意思哦，因为我们常常照我们的意思来服侍主。
But even if we have a heart towards the Lord, we may not exactly follow the Lord's guidance. We might have our own ideas about what the Lord might want.
最简单的例子就是，你太太如果有生日的时候，有个笑话，他就买了一把扫把送给他太太。So
there's a funny story that happened. So say your wife, it's her birthday, and you decide to buy her a broom as a present.
因为家里正好缺了一把那个坏掉了
Because coincidentally, the broom in the house was broken, so you need a new one.
你觉得买花, 你看几天就卸掉了, 多没意思。
You see that investing in flowers, which will after a few days, is not a great investment.
然后你太太就骂你说，你难道要我做更多的工啊？
And your wife will yell at you, and she will say, "Hey, you want me to do more work?"
所以我们希望能够对主有心哦。
So in the same way, we need to have a heart towards the Lord.
第二个是今天侍奉的难处是大家太忙，没有时间哦。
So a second difficulty with service is that everyone is so busy. We all have so many things we want to do.
哦，那个中文忙就是一个心，一个王哦。
And so in Chinese, the Chinese character for busy, it's a heart coupled next to a character meaning destruction.
所以呢，我们忙到一个地步，根本连家里的小孩说不定都没好好照顾。We
might be busy to such a point that we don't even take care of the children in our own households.
但是这主要的是因为我们没有把我们的优先次序设好。
That is primarily because we have not prioritized our lives.
所以这些难处都是因为没有看见哦。如果你看到神对你这样，你愿意这样服侍他的时候，这个你的优先次序就会颠倒哦。This
is many of this busyness can be due to a lack of vision. If you see what the Lord has done in your life and you want to repay him or to serve him, then you will reprioritize your life accordingly.
你知道，大家都知道这个忙，他很多人举的例子就是石头跟沙，大石头、小石头跟沙。Many
times people, when they talk about prioritizing, they speak of big rocks, pebbles, and sand.
意思就是说，你觉得没时间，大石头摆在这个容器里面，好像
So for example, if you put lots of large rocks in a vessel or in a bowl, there's no more. You think there's no more room left.
但是如果你把小石头放在中间，哎，中间还是放进去了。
But if you add pebbles in between the spaces of the rocks, you realize there's actually more room.
然后你再加沙更 更多的可以放进去。And
after you add sand, you realize there was even more space to squeeze.
所以问题不在于这个，在于说我们怎么样设我们的优先次序。So
the problem is not about space, but it's rather about which things we put as first and prioritize.
第三个是大家都怕失败哦，怕别人拒绝哦，所以我们就不愿意跨出一步来服侍。
And the third problem or of service is that we all fear failure, we all fear rejection. And so many times we don't step up to serve because we feel that we will be pushed down or away.
哦，然后比如说主日学需要老师，你怕教了那些英文不好，然后又怕这个学生会拒绝你哦。
And so, for example, if you're teaching children Sunday school, sometimes people might not want to serve because we are afraid that our English is not good or the children will reject us and whatnot.
但是如果你看到这个空白支票，你就放心哦。
But if you envision that blank check in your heart, you should be reassured.
第四个，我们觉得自己很有限哦。
And the fourth hindrance to service is that we often think we are limited, that we cannot do much, and so we shouldn't serve.
但是，你知道摩西他有三个四十年哦。We
know that Moses had three periods of 40 years of his life.
他到120岁哦。He
lived till the age of 120.
就是他在服事上也是一样。第一个40年他在宫中，所以无所不能，他智慧多好，什么都能做哦。So
the first 40 years of Moses' life, he was in the palace in Egypt. He had all sorts of teachers. He was wise. He knew all things.
他凭着他自己来做。And
he did many things by his own abilities.
所以最后他把这个埃及人 杀死了以后，他就跑走了，因为他怕被抓。
And it was only after he killed the Egyptian that he fled because he was afraid to be caught.
所以他就到旷野, 就是过了那个下面的40年哦, 他是什么都不能。
So the next 40 years he spent in the wilderness. He was someone who couldn't do anything.
哦, 他只会学羊咩咩叫。
He could only bawl like a sheep or make sounds like a sheep.
所以叫的结果, 他主要他出来了, 耶和华要他出来的时候，他说他不会说话，因为他真的40年都没有跟什么人好好说话。
And so when God called him to go and lead the people out of Egypt, at the end of those 40 years, he said, "No, I can't speak because for 40 years, he really didn't speak."
所以最后40年就是他不能，但是靠着神，什么都能。
So for the last 40 years, it was that Moses couldn't do much, but our Lord through him did much.
所以我们希望我们是到达最后的40年。
So I really hope that we can all reach those last 40 years of Moses' life.
所以这是我们应该知道的。So
this is something that we should take into consideration.
我下面讲一下这个上面有 我找到了一个一些这个quote的对比是自义自己认为很公义的服事跟真实的服役的差别。Now
I'm going to read actually some quotes concerning the difference between self-righteous service and true service.
那这是英文的，所以翻译如果翻译不好，请大家。
So I'm translating this from English. So if I'm not doing the best, please forgive me.
但是我觉得这个对我们在服事上有很大的帮助。
But I feel that this will really benefit us in our attitudes for service.
也许先念英文吧，这个。
So let's read it in English first. So the first one is self-righteous service comes through human effort. True service comes from a relationship with a divine other deep inside.
这边说自义的服事是来自我们从我们人的努力出来的服事，但是真实的服事是跟这个神在我们神的
The second says, self-righteous service is impressed with the big deal. True service finds it almost impossible to distinguish small and large services.
自义的服事希望做大，什么都需要，但是真实的服事的话，几乎不能区别。
The third is self-righteous service requires external rewards. True service rests contented in hiddenness.
所以自义的服事呢，需要额外的这个奖赏哦，外面的奖赏。那真实的服事是不要求任何的回报，这样。Fourth,
self-righteous service is highly concerned about results. True service is free of the need to calculate results.
自义的服事最关心的就是结果是怎么样，但是真实的服事呢，不会介意结果是怎么样。
Self-righteous service picks and chooses whom to serve. True service is indiscriminate in its ministry.
自义的服事是选择他们挑选他们所要服事的项目或谁，但是真实的服事的话，他们没有区别什么样的服事，没有区别这个。
Next, self-righteous service is affected by moods and whims. True service ministers simply and faithfully because there is a need.
自义的服事，这个常常会被我们的心情、我们的想法等等所影响哦。但是真实的服事呢，是很简单，而且很有信心，是需要是因为这个有需要哦，他们去服事。
Self-righteous service is temporary. True service is a lifestyle.
自义的服事是暂时的哦，觉得是暂时，然后这个真实的服事是觉得是一个生活的一个方式，已经成为生活的一部分了。
All right. Self-righteous service is without sensitivity. It insists on meeting the need even when to do so would be destructive. True service can withhold the service as freely as it performs it.
Okay. 自义的服事呢，就不没有这个敏感度哈，就是在服事的敏感，然后要坚持在所有觉得那个是很需要的，他就不管结果是怎么样，就算毁掉了他也要坚持这样做下去哦。但是真实的服事呢，他会这个很自由的，如果需要不能够做它，他就不做哦，这样的。
And lastly, self-righteous service fractures community. True service, on the other hand, builds community.
自义的服事会这个让这个社区这样这个比较谁啊受害，然后这个真实的服事会让我们这个 community 每一个人得益处哦，这样。好，这个是那个，所以在这边给我们看到服事主是我们总括一下哦，服事是我们每一个人的责任哦。
So let me summarize. So firstly, service is something that each one of us has a responsibility to do.
然后不分这个老少哈，不分你的这个知识水准怎么样。
So it does not, we should not do service based on whether we're old or we're young or whether we have a lot of knowledge or not.
神给你怎么样的知道神既然呼召我们出来就是要服侍他哦。
God has called us so that we can serve him.
只要我们愿意，神都能够。
If we are willing, God can definitely use us.
好，最后我用一个故事来结束。
I would like to end with another story.
好，这是一个小儿科医生他写的故事哦。
This is a story written down by a pediatrician.
他说有一个主日的儿童主日学的时候。他的太太在预备一个课程，这个课是讲说怎么样变成一个有用的人。
So he said, one Sunday, my wife had prepared a lesson, a Sunday school lesson, on being useful.
他教小朋友说，每一个人都能够成为一个有用的人哦。
And she taught the kids that that anyone can serve God. They can all be useful for God.
都能够来服侍主哦。
They can all serve God.
所以呢，做这样做呢，会成为一个得很有尊重价值的一个人哦。
The usefulness is serving God, and that doing so is worthy of honor.
所以呢，他们小朋友听到后来。都很安静，正在想的时候，突然有一个小朋友，他叫 撒拉哦，他就提出问题。
So the kids quietly soaked up the teacher's the wife's words, and then as the lesson ended, the kids were all silent. Then one of the kids, whose name was Sarah, she asked a question.
他说老师那个我能做什么呢？我不知道怎么样做许多有用的事情。
She said, "Teacher, what can I do? I don't know how to do many useful things."
但是那个老师呢，就看一看周围的时候，啊，发现有一个花瓶在那边，他就对他说。
So the teacher looked around the room, and she suddenly saw an empty vase on the windowsill.
所以他说，你可以带一朵花，然后放在这个花瓶里面，那就这个就是一个很有用的事情。
And she said, "Sarah, you can bring a flower and put it into this vase every time you come, and that will be something very useful."
但是莎说，但是这个不是很重要的啊。
Sarah then frowned. She said, "But this is not very important."
老师说这是是的，因为你是在帮助某些人，因为有些人喜欢看花，对不对？
It is, the teacher said, and she said, "It's as if you're helping someone because, like, someone might enjoy the flowers or something like that."
所以从那时候开始，他每一个主日都带了一个一朵这个蒲公英哦。
And so every Sunday after that, the little girl would bring in a dandelion to church.
哦，这个黄色的很黄的这个花，然后每个主日他都带来，然后都很忠心的把它放在这个花瓶里面。
So the dandelion was always bright yellow, and she would always bring it and put it in the vase.
所以后来老师有机会跟这个牧师就分享了这个小孩的服事哦。
So the Sunday school teacher was later able to share with the pastor of the church what she had experienced in class.
所以呢，所以那个牧师就在讲道的时候，正好讲有关服事的讲道的时候，就举了这个例子哦。
And so the pastor that Sunday he taught on the honor of serving others, and he used Sarah's vase as an example.
就把那个花瓶放在旁边，然后这个所有的会众都被这个故事所感动。
And the whole congregation was very touched by what they saw with the vase.
啊，这个正在这时候呢，在同样一个礼拜的时候呢。他的母亲就打电话给这个小儿科医生哈。
But the same week, Sarah's mom she called the pediatrician.
他说莎拉现在胃口也不好，然后体重也下降哈，啊，是不能够去检查一下
？And she said, "Sarah's not having any appetite, and her weight is dropping. So I was wondering if you can check up on her."
所以呢。他就挤出一个时间来给他莎拉来检查。
And so the pediatrician made some room and he took a look at Sarah.
所以很多的检查，然后过了几天以后，他就得到了那个结果哈、哦，那就是结果当然是是一个悲剧的 trend。Anyway。
And so after a few days and lots of paperwork, the results were actually quite tragic for Sarah.
她有这个白血症。
She had leukemia.
所以呢，这个小儿科医生在回家的路上就到了她母亲那边，就给她解释病情，然后安慰他们。
So the doctor he had to go to Sarah's home and to comfort Sarah's parents.
所以从那时候开始，莎拉住在病床上的时候，有很多教会的人都来拜访他，也能够给他安慰哦。
And so many people started to visit Sarah when she was in the hospital, and they started to try to encourage her and give her words of and try to help her.
所以呢，在 有一天的主日的早晨的时候，牧师正在讲到讲快完的时候。
And so it went on like this. And one Sunday morning, as the pastor was almost finishing his sermon,
结果他突然眼睛睁大，因为那个撒拉跟他的母亲，父母来到了会那个来最后一次的 教会所里面。
And he became very surprised because Sarah had come to the church with her mother, and she had a yellow dandelion in her hand.
Anyway, that's okay.
Oops.
所以呢，他那个母亲那个用毯子包着他，然后他手边一个小手拿着一个蒲公英哦。
And so she was wrapped up in a blanket, and she held a yellow dandelion in her hand.
所以呢，但他并没有之后并没有坐在后面哦，他自己这个莎拉就因为那个花瓶在前面，所以他就拿了那个蒲公英哦，就走到前面来，把那个蒲公英放在那边，然后也留了一个小纸条在里面。
And so she didn't just sit in the back and wait for the sermon to be over. She walked right up to the front and she put the dandelion in the vase and she also left a little note next to it.
所以后来结束以后，大家都到他那边去安慰他，去问候他，这样。那当然，这个小儿科医生跟他很熟，就觉得很难过哈。
And so after the sermon, everyone gathered around her and they tried to comfort her and to ask how she was. And the pediatrician who knew the condition of her leukemia, he was very sad because he knew she didn't have long to live.
然后四天以后，莎拉就过世了。
And 4 days afterwards, Sarah passed away.
在这个在葬礼的时候，那个牧师。葬礼完之后，牧师请这个小儿科医生停留一下。
After the funeral, the pastor asked the pediatrician to stay behind a little.
然后他说上面有一个上次那个花上面有一个小的纸条哦，所以他就说这个纸条也许能够帮助你在你的生活上能够工作上能够帮助你。
And so he gave the pediatrician the note that Sarah had left. And he said, you better keep this. It may help you in your line of work.
哦，然后他这个小儿科医生就打开，然后看到这个纸条上是用那个粉红色的蜡笔所写的哦，它上面莎拉这样写的哦。
And so the pediatrician opened the paper to read in pink crayon what Sarah had written.
他说亲爱的神哦，这个花瓶已经是这个在我生命上最大的尊荣哦。
And she wrote very simply, Dear God, this vase has been the biggest honor of my life.
好，然后莎拉
，and sign Sarah，
然后莎拉的这个小便条跟这个花瓶，帮助了这个小儿科医生能够了解说生命上的新的一个方式哦是什么
？And so it's Sarah's note and her vase have helped.This pediatrician to understand what life in a new way.
这个新的方式就是怎样？这个抓紧机会来服侍神，借着服侍这些人们哦。
He realized that life is an opportunity to serve God by serving people.
然后他这个是用他最大。就是所有这里面他生命里面最大的尊荣。
And the pediatrician said, as Sarah put it, that is the biggest honor of all.
你知道这个故事，我不知道你有没有引申到哦。 这个花瓶,这个 vase 代表什么?
I don't know what you thought when you heard the story, but do you know what the vase possibly stands for?
这个 vase 在我的感觉代表我们每一个人。
I feel the vase represents each one of us.
这个花插下去就代表我们愿意有一个服侍的心。And
the vase, when we put the flower in the vase, it shows that we have a heart of service towards God.
所以希望我们能够在我们的生命中不是只是一个空花瓶永远在那边。So
in our lives, we shouldn't be just an empty vase.
让我们能够成为别人的帮助。
I really hope that we can be a blessing and help for others.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，求主来带领我们。
Dear Lord, we ask you to guide us.
借着我们今天所讲的，能够更知道你希望我们，救我们出来服侍你，侍奉。
Help us to understand today through what was said, that you have rescued us, you have saved us, so that we can serve you.
让我们回头看我们。
The looking back, we can say that we indeed are your faithful and a good servant.
求主，如果我们还不行，求主让我们能够看见。
Lord, if you haven't already, please cause us to see.
能够跟得上你的脚步行。
And that we may walk in your footsteps.
我们把感谢归给主，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
We give thanks to you. We pray this in your name.
Amen.